Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow Series. I'm Sean Tuttle.
Our mini lesson for today is on whipping your email inbox into submission. That's right. Because I know you do not want to be traumatized by the seemingly immovable mass in your email inbox. That is not the natural professional way. Okay, so here is a simple, not easy necessarily, but simple three-step process to whip it into shape and keep it clean. Three steps in a nutshell. One, clear it out. Two, establish good practices. Three, stay on top of it. Now, even if your inbox is under control, definitely give this mini lesson a listen for any additional tips to tighten up your practice. Looking at them in more detail, number one, clear it out. And I'm talking about clearing everything out. You're going to get brave and bold and bust a move. You'll do some combination of mass archiving and deleting. So here are some ideas. Delete everything older than 1 year. Delete everything older than 6 months. Another suggestion, sort by sender and delete anything from Facebook, Twitter, or any other daily notifications, and then archive the rest. Or archive only emails from clients. And by archive, I mean a simple archive, like create a folder called Archive May 2012 and drag everything there. That starts you out with a clean inbox. So two things to keep in mind here is to give yourself a time limit, because I realize that for the first like 100 or so, there might be a number of to-dos associated with those, in which case, either if it's 2 minutes or less, you're going to do it, and if not, you're going to put the reminder of the to-do on your to-do list, and then you can still archive the email. Right? So set a time limit because you can end up spending all day doing this archive and delete process, which is not the point. You don't want to spend all day on it. You just want to get the stuff out of your face. And you have the peace of mind of knowing that it's not deleted for good. The second thing is make sure that you start with a fresh mind because you're going to be making a lot of decisions. You might even want to get a little caffeine boost to get you going, just to be quick and sharp and to make decisions and to not get sucked into the bog of not making decisions. Two, establish good practices. Now, I could list a page, you know, like I could spend a whole hour on good practices, and that would be overkill and overwhelming. So we're going to keep it to three things. One, set up filters and rules, or rules, you know, depending on your email program, to keep the social media notifications, newsletters, and other frequently sent items. You want to keep those out of your inbox, okay? So the only things you want coming to your inbox are specific items that need to be responded to. Two, contain the time you spend in your inbox. For example, set two times that you allow yourself to go in. For example, 11 and 4. It's going to depend on what your, you know, the nature of your emails. Three, anytime you go into your inbox, do so with intention and the discipline to zap your emails, which means no browsing, one email at a time. Once you open it, you determine what needs to happen with it, and you do it, delete it, or put it in your to-do manager, and then delete and archive liberally. Third one, stay on top of it. And what I mean is that following the good practices that you committed to, you know, you can get that going with all good intentions. And I know this is where we tend to fall off the wagon. So I want to talk about some troubleshooting. First one, acknowledge that keeping your inbox down takes time. And while you don't want to let it take over your workflow, you also need to make sure that you're being realistic about how much time you actually need to keep it under control. Then, you know, make sure that you're allowing for that time in your schedule. Next, even with the best of intentions to zap, stragglers do start accumulating. I get that. So even if you start at inbox zero on Monday, by Wednesday, the couple, you know, start accumulating. So plan on one or two times a week to catch up on the stragglers. Next, if you keep getting tempted into your inbox outside of your schedule times, Close it except when you're going to zap. Next, no matter what, turn off that danged new email dinger. Thing never should have been invented. Next, say you've dedicated 11 and 4 as your email zapping times. If you schedule something that prevents that from happening at the designated time, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's easy to just say, oh, well, there goes that time. Be conscious about looking at your schedule and determining when you're going to do it instead. So it's about intention. The last one is multi-part, and it's just about good email practices. First one, limit your emails to 5 sentences or less, and that's a maximum. For the most part, 2 sentences should suffice. This requires that you think about what you want to say, and that clarity makes your communications better. 2, be conscious about your subject line. Makes it easier to find your emails in the future, so much easier. 3, be clear about what you are requesting from the other person. Your saving time in email should not come at the expense of the person you're sending the email to. Really, this is all about mindfulness. 4, be specific in your emails. Rather than take 5 emails going back and forth about coffee next week, as soon as you're both committed to getting together, get specific as soon as possible. How about Monday at 11 or Wednesday at 1 p.m. and how about at Cafe X? You know, that 5 emails to get that straightened out drives me nuts. And the final one, refrain from humor most of the time. It's really hard to make humor come through in a brief email. So rather than risk misunderstanding, just keep it clear, clean, to the point. You'll notice that all of these suggestions require sharp decision-making abilities. Making decisions takes energy. So one additional practice is to take a 5 to 10 minute breather before jumping into zap email. It'll make it go so much quicker. And if you enter your inbox with a tired, wandering mind, decisions take longer, they're harder, and you won't have that same clarity and confidence that you're making the right decision, which means that you can wallow around all day long and still not clear it out. Ugh. This is the area where you really get to exercise your executive functioning skills. So approach it accordingly. For wrapping up this speedy little mini lesson, your email inbox is a communication delivery system. It has no right to make you feel like crap or to contribute to feeling overwhelmed. And understanding that decision-making takes brain juice and you follow your systems, these will be huge in keeping that inbox under control. I realize there was a lot of info in this mini lesson, and I do suggest that you listen to it another couple of times over the next few months, as you'll be ready to hear and take on different parts as you progress.
Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Sean Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.